it's about 7 o'clock, so it's time to head out with the space show. We're going to be talking about Star Wars a bit later in the show, but not right away. And yes, that's a parody of Star Wars. Well, welcome to the Space Show, which is presented by members of the Space Association of Australia. Hello, I'm Andrew Rennie, and on Mission Control, we have Jay. Welcome to the Space Show. I'm Andrew Rennie.
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Well, you're listening to the Space Show with Andrew Rennie and Jay. We saw the Star Wars movie during the week.
Before we continue any further with that, spoiler warning is in order. So if you haven't seen the movie yet and you don't want it spoiled, we're talking about Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi. You might want to change to a different radio station for the remainder of the hour.
But don't forget that coming up at 8 o'clock is Purple Haze, so be back by 8 o'clock. Yes, so you've had the spoiler alert. We're going to talk about the movie as if you have seen it as well, or we'll give you some little teasers about it. So, overall, the movie runs 152 minutes, which counting the credits, which I sat through and enjoyed the music, but I was the only one left in the cinema at the end, of course.
Well, that was the case for you. I was watching the premiere, so the actual cinema was full of actual fanboys, so a majority of us sat for the entirety of credits.
So you wanted to see who the third apprentice carpenter's assistant was?
Not really. It was more so I wasn't curious about a particular thing, but I just wanted to admire the sheer amount of people that put their time and effort in creating of this movie, which actually split the fan community in half, because some people love it and some people hate it. I was surprised by it, but overall I loved it, except for one specific scene, which...
to do with milking?
Oh, yes. That was just out of place so much. It was not supposed to be there. It was... Yeah.
There's a spoiler there, folks. There is a scene in it which comes on you quite by surprise, although now that we've told you, it probably won't be a surprise. And, yeah, it's... let's just say it's very biological. And for those who get their milk from the supermarket in a bottle, it might come as a surprise to where milk really comes from.
Yeah, well, it's...
Anyway, one thing I looked for in the credits...
Yeah?
Do you remember Princess Leia?
Yes, of course.
And do you know her surname?
Carrie Fisher? As in, oh, you,
no,
you
no,
mean
no,
Liz?
No, the actual...
Oh, Leia
character.
Organa Solo?
Yes. And so she was called in the movie, is it General Commander?
General. Yeah.
General Organa. And I knew that the actress Carrie Fisher died.
Yes, that is true.
And so I was thinking, wait on, is that the real...
Yes,
thing?
Yes.
Or is it a stand-in? Or... is it done by CGI?
Okay, no, it's...
by computer graphics.
Actually, interesting thing with that one, she finished filming all of her scenes before she passed away. And so the studio told us, asked the audience, that all of her scenes are in the movie unaltered. So, and her story is also unaltered, so... that was to respond to many suspicions that they are going to kill the character off now that the actress is no longer with us. However, none of it is CGI apart from you know, weird floating through space using the Force.
Oh, yes.
That's CGI, but that is actually Carrie Fisher. And so episode 8 is the very last movie she starred in.
And yes, and a very fine performance, I thought.
Yes, absolutely.
And and there's a bit of depth to it, to the character there that perhaps wasn't so in the first movie.
Yeah. Well, she didn't really get that much of a screen place, a screen time on the first movie.
No.
So, yeah, but I think that's a good way of saying goodbye to a beloved actress.
Now, remind me what happened to Han Solo in the previous episode.
Oh, he was stabbed by his son Kylo Ren, also known as Ben Solo.
Mm-hmm.
So he is dead, and now that so funny thing is that the two characters whose actors are still alive are dead, and the only character whose actor is dead is technically still alive, which brings up the questions: what are they going to do now with the character of Leia? But so Han is dead, Luke is also dead. There's a spoiler for you.
Yes. Okay. So Mark Hamill,
yeah,
played Luke Skywalker. He's again in this movie.
Yeah.
Having not been in several of the earlier episodes, is that right?
Pardon?
He wasn't in some of the earlier episodes, Mark Hamill?
Well, he wasn't in episodes 1, 2, and 3.
No, obviously.
but he was at the very end of episode 7, standing on the cliff, and that's like the final frame of the episode 7.
Yeah, which is almost not quite the starting point of this movie.
Well, yeah, it is more or less like they start with it, and like they jump from that to what's happening with the Resistance. But
yeah, I saw a parallel there because Luke is living as
a hermit.
Hermit, yes, on the planet Arcto. And I thought it was very like in the episode 4 where Obi-Wan Kenobi was also living as a hermit.
Yes.
And had to be sought out for help.
But I want to make a very clear difference between Luke and Obi-Wan here. Difference being, Obi-Wan had a purpose there. Obi-Wan had a purpose of looking after Luke, who he saw as the last hope of the Jedi. And from what Luke actually said in episode 8, he came to Arcto to die. Which is a bit surprising for the fans, as well as apparently for Mark Hamill as well, because I think he was referring to that aspect of his character, among others, during one of the early stages of film production, he said to the press that he once told the film director, Rian Johnson, that he disagreed with virtually every decision he made about his character.
Oh.
Yeah. And you should have seen the face of Mark Hamill when he walked out of the premiere on the cinema. I don't know what exactly he was so surprised by, but he did not really look happy. He was like he seemed shocked.
Well, time will tell what he really thought of it.
Yeah.
He'll no doubt speak to someone at some point.
Of course.
Now, just without giving a spoiler.
Yeah.
We're on the cliffs of this island that he's a hermit on.
Yeah.
And just a clue to the viewers who haven't yet seen the movie, do look down into the ocean.
I do believe the scene is actually focusing on that. That's why it's there. So it's pretty hard to miss.
Mm. But some people might sort of just look at the waves of something and not looking into the ocean.
Yeah, to the bottom of the ocean.
Into the ocean, not at the ocean. Well, look, we're talking about Luke Skywalker, so why don't we go to one of the parodies that we've got lined up about Luke Skywalker. And this is something called Skywalking. It's by Lawrence Butler Rain. And so given that Luke Skywalker is a central character in the Star Wars saga, it's not surprising there are many parody songs about him.
Now, this song was clearly written before it was revealed that they're actually brother and sister, because it was very awkward right now.
Yes, Jay was saying during that song, he said, "No, this is so wrong, this is so wrong." And then he worked out, is before.
Yeah, that makes it very, very old, like 40 years old.
On the space show, Jay and I, Andrew Rennie, are discussing Star Wars, The Last Jedi, the movie. Now, There's a new, is it a new character? Poe Dameron?
Poe Dameron appeared in episode 7. He was, he was one of the new characters alongside Finn and Rey.
And he's a hot-headed X-Wing ace, I believe.
Yeah.
And a bit like Luke was hot-headed in the first Star Wars movie. Sort of.
I feel like he is much more hot-headed than Luke was. Because Luke is a bit less confident about himself because he is still a farm boy. But Poe is a bit in over his head, and as such, he is going over the heads of his superior officers to do what he thinks is the right way. I don't believe we've seen Luke doing something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to Rey, R-E-Y, played by an actress, Daisy Ridley.
Yep.
Now, she was in the previous movie.
Yes, she was, and the new trilogy basically follows relationship of her and Kylo Ren. And actually, a lot of people speculated about her origin. A lot of people speculated about whether she is a child of the Skywalker. Some of the theories, like from whose child she is, daughter of Luke Skywalker, another daughter of Leia or Han or both. Another one was granddaughter of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Ah.
Another one was granddaughter of Emperor Palpatine.
Okay, but she has powers, definitely.
Oh, yes, she does.
And she's very conflicted between the dark side and the light side.
It's not so much conflicted between the light and the dark. It's more about she just don't know what it's like, what to do with all that. Because she was expecting Luke to be the person who explains the whole thing to her, but he is not very interested in that.
Okay, what about Kylo Ren then? What do you make of him?
Well, I feel like the fan community severely underestimated the depth of the character in episode 7 because a lot of people saw him as this whiny kid who is not like, I'm not even sure how to say it. He was not the one. He was not worthy of the status of the big bad of Star Wars. But I think by episode 8, he has proven that he is capable of being the bad guy. And I think he's actually much deeper than he initially looked in episode 7.
Mm. Now, his facial scars shows that he's been in some fights before.
Well, is the scar left from the fight with Rey in the end of episode 7.
Mm, okay.
And actually, funny thing about that one, in the actual movie, he was hurt in a slightly different place. They moved the scar so it looks nicer. So, between episode 7 and 8, the scar jumps from one place to the other.
That's a matter of continuity, isn't it?
Yeah, that's just a straight-up continuity issue. But I think that's one of the things that, if they come out straight up and say, we've done that, and it's obvious why they've done that, I think I'd rather they didn't. They chose the place better in the first place, but I'm okay with that change.
Hmm. Well, finally, Supreme Leader Snoke.
Oh, that is actually one of the most discussed topics at the moment because so much build up, so much mystery, and
do we know where he came from?
No, we don't. We don't know virtually anything about him.
And do we know how he got his powers?
No, we don't.
I point out that, you know, he can levitate, he can levitate other things. Yeah, just, he has the force.
He has the force, but, like, no one knows anything about him. No, like, we haven't seen anyone from his race before in the Star Wars. We haven't seen any of... We're not given any clues as to where he came from. Although some people theorize that you may remember there was this mosaic at the bottom of the cave, but he looks somewhat like the image of that mosaic, and some people think that that might be a connection, but no evidence.
Yes. Now, final comment or question. These guys are rebels.
Yeah. Well,
they're fighting against a allegedly legitimate government.
No, not
anymore. Which is called the First Order.
Not anymore. No, that is not the case. The legitimate power is... non-existent at this point, because it used to be the New Republic, but the entire thing was destroyed by the First Order's super weapon, Starkiller Base, at the end of Episode 7. So they are not a legitimate power. They are a piece of the old Empire. But they are not a legitimate power, which actually raises the question, why are they called rebels? They are actually, like, they started to refer to them to themselves as rebels, but they are actually the resistance rather than rebels, like, officially, so to say.
Well, we're pretty much out of time, but let's sneak in a little bit here. This is a song by Luke Sienkowski, who's keen to highlight the contribution of Jewish actors to the Star Wars films.
Star Wars is a serial of thrills. Instead of one sci-fi classic, we get six crazy films and an animated series. Some actors of the Jewish faith are in these tales of Jedi. And if Adam Sandler can amend his song, then why the hell can't I? Sure isn't a shiksa.